You're listening to SBS News.
Kalbal residents celebrating and honking their car horns late on Monday night as American troops finished their full withdrawal from Afghanistan. This man was one of those celebrating their departure, was also concerned about where to next for his country.
Today is the last night of the 20 years of the American troops' occupation. During these 20 years, the Americans have done a lot of damage to the Afghan state. What will happen to the Afghan state after this? I appeal to all our political leaders, elders and young people. Let's take our matters into our own hands. How long will we remain dependent on foreigners? Let's put our homeland together ourselves.
The United States completed the withdrawal of its forces from Afghanistan nearly 20 years after it began a mission with its allies in the country following the September 11 attacks in 2001. The head of United States Central Command confirmed the final phase, with the last remaining US troops on board had left Kabul's international airport. US President Joe Biden set a deadline of the 31st of August for the withdrawal earlier this year, ending the longest involvement in a war in United States history. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier said the country's commitment to Afghanistan would remain enduring.
We have to date evacuated more than 120,000 people. That's 120,000 lives that we have saved, including 6,000 Americans and their families, many of them dual nationals. And we are continuing. Our commitment is enduring to Afghan partners, to American citizens who may not have decided to leave. That is their right to determine when they want to leave. That commitment is enduring. But we have saved more than 120,000 lives, and I would let you evaluate for yourself.
The Taliban are poised to take full control of Kabul airport after the US military withdrawal. The final departure also took place shortly after US anti-missile defences intercepted rockets fired at Kabul's airport. The US and its NATO allies failed to anticipate that the Taliban would so quickly conquer the country and were forced into a hasty exit. An unidentified Taliban commander released a video saying the US had removed or destroyed most of their equipment.
This is the aircraft of the Americans, taking American forces. Only this runway is controlled by the Americans. The Taliban are not going forward. A small number of Americans are left. Based on information, this runway will also be captured by the Taliban this evening. Over on that side, there is a small civilian plane ready to fly. The airport is completely empty. They have taken all their military aircraft. In the air, a drone is flying for their security. It looks like today is the last day of the invasion.
The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution on Afghanistan that calls on the Taliban to honour its commitments to allow Afghans and foreign nationals to leave the country. The Taliban has stated publicly and privately that those who wish to leave Afghanistan will be able to do so. The resolution passed with 13 countries in favour, none against, with Russia and China abstaining. The resolution also calls for unhindered humanitarian access and for the human rights of women and minorities to be protected. As for the Security Council recognising the Taliban as a legitimate government, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the United States ambassador to the UN, says it was too early to do so.
They haven't even formed a government yet, so we need to see what kind of government they form. We insist that that government be inclusive and that it allows for the participation of women and that it takes into consideration as it forms itself the rights of all Afghans, including minorities. So we will see what kinds of actions they take before any decisions are made about recognition.
And the United Nations says 10 million children are in desperate need of assistance in Afghanistan, with UNICEF's Afghanistan representative saying the welfare of children in the country is the relief agency's highest priority. Hervé Ludovic de Lisse's comments follow a US airstrike on Saturday that it said killed two IS members. The Taliban is saying the strike killed at least 10 people, including civilians and three children, while Mr. de Lisse says his agency agency is aware of 7 children killed. On the issue of education for girls, Mr. Delis says UNICEF is in conversation with the Taliban and was told that the education of young girls will not be interrupted.
We are waiting for the return, for the scheduled return to school in more or less a month to actually evaluate the situations. We are talking to the new authorities, the new education authorities, and we have received no indication at this point of time that they will prevent girls to go to schools in primary schools. All the issues are on the table, including education, secondary education for girls. As I said, we will not give up. We will continue to advocate with them through different channels.
And journalists in Afghanistan have called for international protection under Taliban rule after an open letter published in Afghanistan's Tolo News quoted journalists and photographers saying their lives were in serious danger. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.